Live from the CBS Bay Area studios, this is KPIX 5 News.
Right now on KPIX 5 and streaming on CBSN Bay Area, there's trouble in Oakland's police department. Several officers crossing a line on social media. And now there's a zero tolerance policy in place. Plus, a medium-sized quake shakes Southern California. The warnings from officials this morning about the big one. And a twist in the search for missing woman Gabby Petito, who else the FBI is now looking for. Good morning. It is Saturday, September 18th. Thank you so much for joining us. I'm Devin Feely. Taking a live look outside after an extremely dry year, the Bay Area could see some much-needed rain. Let's turn it over to meteorologist Darren Peck for a quick check at that forecast.
There won't be a lot to it, Devin, and it's mainly going to be in the North Bay, like up in Sonoma County. The main takeaway from today is it's going to be noticeably cloudier, and it'll be a relatively cool day. And then, yes, after sunset, we're going to see some light showers move into the North Bay and then fall apart by the time it gets down to the Golden Gate and moves southward. Temperatures right now in the mid and upper 50s for most locations. A quick look at today. We're just calling it cloudy for the day, and it's noticeably cooler. But if you look at the accumulated rainfall map over the next day and a half, this is a significant rainmaker for far northernmost California, which is still great news for the fires. But we're going to look at us in a lot more detail coming up in the complete forecast in just a bit. For now, Devin, back to you.
All right, thanks, Darren. An earthquake rattled the Los Angeles area last night, as well as a lot of nerves. The USGS says that a 4.3 quake hit just before 8 p.m. It was 9 miles deep, centered just east of the city of Carson. Now, that quake was initially reported as a magnitude 4.7, but was quickly downgraded to 4.3. Here's some new video out of Carson this morning showing flaring of refineries in the area immediately after the shaking. It was apparently just a precaution, and even though that earthquake was relatively small, city officials are wary.
This is a time that individuals need to be prepared for the big one. This wasn't the big one, and I pray that we don't have an aftershock after this foreshock.
The LA Fire Department says it has completed its survey of the city and says thankfully there are no signs of major structural damage or serious injuries. Live to Oakland now, where 9 police officers are facing disciplinary action for violating the department's policy on social media. KPIX 5's Andrea Nakano with what the department is calling an unprecedented investigation.
A third-party independent investigator was hired to conduct a sweeping review of the Oakland police officers' use of social media. That investigation looked into the connection between the officers and an Instagram account filled with racist and sexist posts.
So I think it sends a very clear statement that racist, sexist, and homophobic tweets, social media posts, or behaviors are not going to be tolerated and can't be tolerated here in Oakland.
Oakland City Council member Lauren Taylor introduced a zero tolerance policy last June to erase racist practices within the city and the police department. And he says that policy helped to conduct a thorough investigation. In this case, an offensive Instagram account was created by a former employee after he was fired for violating department policy. Then the investigation cast a wide net by seizing 140 cell phones to see who else was involved.
These cell phones were issued by the department, paid for by taxpayers, and that means that they don't have a right to do anything they want with these department-issued cell phones.
Retired Superior Court Judge Ladoris Cordell says the positive in this case is how the city handled the investigation. 9 employees ranging in rank from officer to lieutenant faced anywhere from a 3 to 25-day unpaid suspension, but the federal court has yet to release the specifics of the investigation.
People are going to want to know if officers are putting this kind of bad stuff on social media, wouldn't you want to know if that officer is assigned to patrol in your neighborhood?
I believe that the community absolutely has a right to ensure that the officers that serve them are being held to the highest standards possible. And the punishment, the discipline that was levied is enforcing that standard.
The department outlined 11 steps it'll take to ensure something like this never happens again. They include training and strengthening existing policies. Andrea Nakano, KPIX 5.
To the coronavirus now, the debate over booster shots intensifying this morning after an FDA panel recommended against them. But as reporter Natalie Brand explained, some Americans will still be able to get their third dose.
After hours of debate, an FDA advisory committee recommended granting emergency authorization for a Pfizer vaccine booster shot for Americans 65 and older and those at high risk of getting severely ill from the coronavirus.
These are the groups that are really beyond 6 months out and should be boosted in the present time.
But the panel overwhelmingly rejected a broader recommendation of boosters for younger people.
I don't think a booster dose is going to significantly contribute to controlling the pandemic.
Some panel members said Pfizer had not yet provided sufficient data on the safety of a third dose for all age groups. The FDA typically follows the recommendations of its expert panel when making its final decision.
The Biden administration says it has a booster shot plan ready to roll out as early as next week if federal health agencies give final approval.
Supply is in good shape for all Americans to get boosters as recommended.
Friday's FDA advisory panel meeting focused on data from Israel, where booster shots rolled out to older individuals in early August.
In Israel, almost 3 million doses were given, and so far there's no concerning safety signal. But there's not enough data in young people.
Government officials and medical experts presented Israeli data indicating boosters are effective in reducing risk of severe illness in high-risk age groups. But in the end, panel members said there was not enough evidence to support boosters for young people at this point. Natalie Brandt, CBS News, The White House.
Live to San Francisco, where a new vaccination site opens today. It is one of several new sites available to public school families and the surrounding community. Shots are available today on a walk-in basis at Nakapin Elementary in the Richmond District. Vaccinations will continue there every Saturday. Two other sites opened earlier this week. Malcolm X Academy on Tuesdays in the Bayview and Balboa High School on Wednesdays in the Excelsior. Staff and families with children in public schools will receive priority. Now, meantime, two of Governor Newsom's children have tested positive for the coronavirus. A spokesperson says that the governor, his wife, and their other two children have tested negative. No other details were provided. And closer to home, Mayor London Breed is busy doing some damage control. She's accused of breaking her own strict masking rules after a night out on the town. That's Mayor Breed, as you can see, not wearing a mask. Everyone at that event did show proof of vaccination, but some health experts are still expressing concern.
What does that say for the people, the rest of the people like you and me? It clearly says, well, if the mayor doesn't have to do it, why should I do it? So it undermines public health. More importantly than undermining public health, it puts people at risk.
Many have taken to social media as well, voicing their opinions about her actions. Mayor Breed says that the entire thing has been blown out of proportion. And an update on the search for a missing young woman last seen in Wyoming. Authorities are now looking for her fiancé as well. As CBS reporter Elise Preston tells us, authorities consider that man to be a person of interest.
As authorities search for 22-year-old Gabby Petito, the attorney for her fiancé, Brian Laundrie, says his whereabouts are now unknown. In a statement, the lawyer said in part, as of now, the FBI is now looking for both Gabby and Brian. Northport, Florida police say Laundrie's family called them, saying they no longer know where he is. The attorney says law enforcement, including the FBI, was at Laundrie's home Friday and removed some items. Friday night, Petito's stepfather spoke about the desperate search for her.
We're still trying to get the word out there, you know, and try to find that one person that might have some details that we need.
Petito is believed to have last been seen in Wyoming's Grand Teton National Park. Police have seized a white van the couple was traveling cross-country in as they posted highlights on social media.
Me and Brian just got up and got ready, made the bed in the tent.
Laundrie has rejected pleas from Petito's family to help find Petito since her parents reported her missing on September 11th, after she went silent some 3 weeks ago. This police body cam footage shows when they were stopped by officers in Utah last month after a possible domestic incident.
I would have been fighting one morning and he would have let me in the car before.
She just gets worked up sometimes and I try and really distance myself from her, so like I lock the car and I walk away from her.
Police say Laundrie is a person of interest in Petito's disappearance. Laundrie has not been speaking on advice from his lawyer. Elise Preston, CBS News.
Detectives in Utah have now determined that there is no connection between Petito's disappearance and a fatal shooting of two women in a case that is still unsolved.